Veterans Affairs Department recently heard from its own employees about their ideas to improve medical treatment for their own patients. The goal is to make VA workforce more engaged and more of an active part of making big changes at VA itself. Tom Allen is the Chief Veterans Experience Officer at VA. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco how the department will act on the ideas it heard from its own employees.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of incredible ideas that you just wonder at in terms of the different things that people have come up with. All of them had a veteran or a patient focus in terms of care for patient. And so the impact that we're trying to look at on all our initiatives, what's the impact on the patient, what's the impact on the veteran, what's the impact on the employee? So in the Veterans Experience Office, our customers are really the employees in terms of helping them take care of our veterans. So it's been fascinating to see the different ideas.
And in some of these cases, veterans are working with some of these innovation groups to sort of guide their feedback and that sort of thing. Is that right?
Well, something that we've tried to put in place is user co-creation. So if you're trying to create something, the end user is the very best person to talk to in terms of how best to create it. So in many of the things that we're doing in the Veterans Experience Office, for example, in vets.gov, before we put a new capability on vets.gov, it's already been tested with a panel of veterans. We've asked them for clarity. We've looked at the cursor strokes in terms of how they use the site. So in customer journeys, we talk to veterans and try to discover the pain points on those end-to-end journeys. So we're constantly talking to veterans as our customers in terms of how we can design our care benefits and services better for them.
So what are some of the next steps after, you know, hearing presentations like this, or what are some of the next steps after an event like today in your case?
Well, the goal is that they actually get implemented. I think what Patrick Littlefield said, there's actually now a market for the ideas that they'll actually get implemented and used. I think in many cases you see some of these things and there's a lot of great ideas. The intent here is let's actually pilot these. Let's actually, you know, get them in place. One of the things in VA that I've seen is we've got some extraordinary things happening across the country. We don't always do well in capturing those ideas and getting them to other facilities.
You know, we hear all the time about how sometimes innovation is slow to move in government. And so how do you make that process happen? How do you just facilitate innovation and get some of these ideas out the door and implemented in different areas?
Well, I'm not an expert. I've only been here for 18 months. But in every organization I've seen, you've got innovation and execution. You have to be good at both to be successful. And from what I've seen, we do sometimes a better job of the innovation than we do of the execution. The execution requires systems in place. It requires the measurements. And so it has to be a balance of the two. And we had a case where we were getting ideas from an idea house for employees. And we realized that if you're going to turn on that spigot of all these ideas, how do you sort through, how do you filter those, and which ones actually get executed? So there needs to be a balance, I think, between the two. But this is a great event.
And we heard at the beginning the idea that if employees are satisfied, then veterans that they serve will be satisfied. And, you know, as a manager yourself, how do you, you know, sort of foster this idea of the veterans' experience in your employees, and how do you, you know, maintain that in the workforce?
In all the best customer service organizations, USAA, Starbucks, Ritz-Carlton, in terms of the ranking of the stakeholders, the employees are always number one, the customers are number two, which doesn't sound necessarily logical, but the best service companies know that their employees are the most important ones in terms of delivering that service. So in the Veterans Experience Office, we've really focused on the employee experience as part of the work we're doing. As I said, our customers in the field are the employees. So it's in terms of giving them the tools, the capabilities, the training. We've developed a customer service training for them that involves what we're trying to get away from is rules and more toward values. And the values we're trying to achieve is making it effective for the veteran, making it easy for the veteran, and making it emotionally resonant in terms of the veteran feeling respected. So with the employees, the part that they actually control the most is that emotional piece. They own that moment when they're with a veteran. So that's the part of the customer service training we're trying to put across VA.
I think we hear more often than not maybe stories of bad situations. But from your perspective, how would you say that the employee experience has improved, you know, since you've been here and, you know, especially maybe within the last 2 years or so?
Well, when I'm out in the field, the employees are absolutely passionate about the mission in terms of helping veterans, helping patients. The question is, have we enabled them to succeed? Have we given the tools and the training and the capability to succeed? One of the things I see is sometimes the employees are hesitant because we sometimes are too rule-based versus values, and sometimes we need to teach them the courage of common sense. They know in their heart what they need to do, and we've got to give them permission and the psychological safety to do that, to take care of our veterans. I mean, if a veteran's lost, leave your post, help them, and then come back.
And Tom, anything else you would like to add about, you know, today's event, the significance of it, any takeaways from your perspective?
Well, I'd like to see more. I mean, it's so fun to see the passion when the people are presenting the work that they've gone through, the thought that's gone into it, and they've already are coming in with something that has worked initially. And the question is, can we scale it? Is this something then that can impact the agency?
That's Tom Allen, Chief Veterans Experience Officer at the VA, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.